Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. The Speak 30 Challenge, Day 13. I call this one the National Thank You Day. I love books that shift my world perspective, especially books that I kind of stumble into without really going in with many preconceived notions of what they're about. Yesterday, on a car ride, my wife and I listened to a book by Jane McGonigal called Imaginable. Now, I'm not going to go into too many details about this book because I may give another speech on it, but I will just say that she's a game designer and a futurist, and the premise of the book is to get us to think more about the future so that we can be better prepared for it. One of the mental exercises that she challenges us with in this book is a concept she calls Thank You Day. In this scenario, it's the year 2032, and every year on February 2nd, the government has declared a new national holiday called Thank You Day. During this new national holiday, the government offers stimulus checks to every American over the age of 16. The stimulus check is for $2,000. Now, $1,000 you get to keep for yourself, but the second $1,000 you are required to give to someone or to people to say thank you for the work that they do in our communities. This can be anyone that's not getting the attention they deserve for their hard work. It could be anyone that you meet in your life, or anyone who makes our society better, like a farmer or even a migrant worker who picks the fruit that you eat. It can be essential workers, the people who work during holidays and work during pandemics, or the people who go in and deal with the natural disasters. Often these people are underpaid for their profession, but it's crucial that we have them so that they can keep society moving along smoothly. The thought exercise is also important because it is suggested in the thought exercise that in addition to giving the money to people, it's also a national day to write thank you notes and to publicly thank people who need to be thanked in our lives. So there's an element within that where these thank you notes may go viral in social media in the scenario. All right, what are my thoughts on this? My initial thoughts were, who would I give this $1,000 to, or how would I break it up? My mind instantly jumped to my sister-in-law, who is an OB nurse and was absolutely one of the essential workers during the pandemic, because apparently nobody told women that they shouldn't get pregnant during the pandemic. I guess that was, nobody got that memo. So they continued to have babies during the time, and we needed people there to take care of them and to help deliver the babies. Now, also the nurses where she worked bore an undue new obligations and responsibilities as the hospital attempted to not only try to maintain a very high level of care, they also tried to maintain a very high level of profitability. She was also present at the birth of all three of my children, so that's kind of something when you're thinking about gratitude, sticks out a little bit and makes it easy for that type of person to jump to the forefront. From there, my mind thought, well, there's our administrative assistant who works at our office who is just wonderful. And the way I see her whole role is basically she makes me look better at my job and helps me do all the things that navigate our system and so forth. But what's more important is she does it with just the greatest level of cheer and compassion toward my ineptitude with dealing with some of the paperwork related items. The combination of kindness and positivity are traits, at least personally for me, that evoke a lot of gratitude. And then from there, I thought, well, there are a few people I know at a couple different organizations that I really am in support of that are the backbone of those organizations, that if they're the ones that whatever service it is these organizations are trying to provide, they're the ones who actually are making sure that it happens. So there's those people that I would want to thank. But then, of course, you have people like the postal carriers or the garbage men who magically make things happen in our society that often go unthanked. The scenario that was provided is also important to think about it because it's a future scenario. So with this, you can imagine stretching your mind out 10 years in time. Will there be a particular childcare worker who's looking after a grandchild? Hopefully. Maybe there'll be a medical professional who was showed extra kindness during that incident that happened that we needed that a medical emergency. Possibly. The point of the exercise is to imagine a world that this idea would be true and it'd be a national holiday. With that said, what would be the society-wide implications? Would it help bring us closer together? Or would people start to try to game the system for their own profit and then create uncertainty about the success of this program? What about people who really need to be thanked but are completely behind the scenes and would miss out, like a water utility worker who works at a plant? Would these people start to feel resentful in their jobs because no one really sees what they do? It's just they just make things happen and make our society run smoothly. It's also interesting to think about now, if we were to have this holiday where you have this money for, say, some frontline or essential workers, would this alter the conversation about perhaps paying these people equitably for the value they bring to society? All of those scenarios could come to pass as well. I thought that thinking through this exercise is really insightful for me. The one thing it did remind me is this. Just because doing something on a societal level may or may not work, or there might be a lot of pitfalls in it, it doesn't mean that instituting something on an individual level is not a great idea. Societal change is really hard. With major massive interventions, you always run that risk that things could be worse or be different in a way that you didn't predict. The idea of a national thank you day may or may not make our country a better place, but establishing it as an individual and doing it personally seems like a great idea to me. So, to all of you, I would like to officially wish you a happy thank you day whenever you choose to observe it. Thank you. Thank you.